Classic Hits, 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Well, it's the 1st of March, and City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma is here. Now, Martin, I got to ask you, lion or lamb today? Now, we had some crazy weather earlier this week, and you know, with your farming background.
Okay, I'm truly hoping we get a bunch more winter.
Okay.
I really do. I winter is important for agriculture, and... I hope we, much to the chagrin of parents and snow days and bus cancellations, I do hope we get some more winter because it's important for the agricultural sector, that's for sure.
All right. Well, we've got lots to talk about this morning. Budget tops our list in terms of discussion.
Yeah, and thank you for that. You know, we're into our, I believe, coming into our fifth session with regards to the budget. As you know, and I've shared this before, our budget is going to be next year projected at around $140 million. $70 million of that will come from tax levy. We're about $5 million higher than last year with regards to our budget. And so with that, and about $1 million of that is covered off by grants and other sources of income. But as a result, we're, you know, once again, we're struggling with, as all, you know, I think the county just announced that they're trying to keep it in single digits, you know, and so we're I met yesterday with the chair of finance and vice chair, Chair Hunter and Vice Chair McCabe, looking at the, you know, the information provided by all the departments and going through and trying to find, and I hate to use the word savings, but some spots where we can maybe bring that budget down. And,
okay.
And so, yeah, there's more work. We meet again on March the 7th. But, you know, it's that balance, as I've always shared. It's that balance between respecting the tax levy and what we're putting on our residents and also the services that they want and they deserve. So it's a tough balance.
Okay, more information to come on that, but lots of information out this week about the second phase affordable housing.
Beautiful, yes. And you know, homelessness and housing is key, you know, with regards to my thoughts around my mandate as mayor. And certainly, as you just mentioned, the second phase of Britannia Street, the first phase was 35 units. The second phase is 27 units,
okay.
And we refer to them as affordable units. That means what we look at is the average rent of apartments, one and two bedroom apartments in our community, and then we base the cost of renting those units at 80%. And so, it's also based on your household income. So if you're applying for a one bedroom, then your household income can't exceed $47,500. And if you're applying for a two bedroom, then it can't exceed $54,000 plus. So the applications are out there. I haven't been in the new units yet. I'm looking forward to seeing that. But once again, it's another opportunity for us to address affordable housing in our community.
And applications are available for that.
Yes,
now, as I
absolutely.
Understand.
They're available. As a matter of fact, I got one right here in my hand. But you can go online and you can certainly find them online.
Okay, and you wanted to talk about in terms of working with the province moving forward.
Yeah, and it's important. We can work as an individual municipality, but it is so valuable to work with AMO, and that's the Association of Municipalities of Ontario, and there's 444 across, and so you have a far greater impact if you work. Yesterday, I was on Zoom meeting with AMO, and we talked about pre-budget items that for the provincial government and trying to keep homelessness on their radar,
yeah.
Trying to keep the Bill 23 on their radar and what they're going to do with regards to offsetting the amount of money that we're going to lose through DC charges, development charges, you know, charges that we utilize to build new and or repair infrastructure. So those, you know, we had a great an hour conversation yesterday about what does pre-budget look like on behalf of the municipalities across Ontario. What should we kind of hold the province feet to the fire on?
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Okay, and we're chatting with the City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. Now, Martin, of course, we're starting to think about tax time
mm-hmm.
now that we're into March and end of April will be coming up soon enough. But talking about tax times or tax return, where the Salvation Army can help out with something like this.
It's just amazing. And this is a program that's 100% funded through Ontario Works, but the Salvation Army provides tax returns. And I think next year they're looking at a bit of an increase, but $25 per individual. And this program was started, I believe, in 2013, and I believe they did around 200. Just recently, we had a report through social services. This year, we're closing in on 700, 580 in Stratford and 100 and some in Listowel, where they will do the tax returns for individuals at a certain income to ensure that they get the most back through their taxes. Yeah. Just like anybody else, you would like to get a refund on certain areas. And so a big shout out to the Salvation Army, you know, for carrying that, providing that service for individuals that perhaps wouldn't be able to afford a tax return and therefore maybe miss out on some of the eligible monies that can come back through sure. their returns.
So they can contact Salvation Army and get details on that?
Well, yes, absolutely. Yeah, that and a huge shout out to Salvation Army for providing that service.
Well, there's been a number of get-togethers. Of course, we'll talk about the coldest night of the year, but let's talk about something that the local hosted just recently.
A big shout out to the local and Deborah Swan, and an event held by Facile Stratford, which supports families that have children that have disabilities, and the Food Local hosted through Facile. There to get an MP, an MPP, and a mayor in the same room on the same night, and we were almost, you know, weather was playing a factor, but we were there, and it was at the local, and it was streamed as well. But it was around the federal bill 22 that's in Senate right now, and it's about the idea of increasing the financial support for individuals with disability. So and you know, so that we end disability poverty. And, you know, not only increasing the amount that individuals with disabilities receive, but if they work, not claw back as much. So if they're working part-time and they're receiving a disability stipend, not to claw it back. So a little bit of a push. And I encourage people, if you really want to see a beautiful story about a young man, and I had the pleasure of having this young man at Stratford Northwestern, the district now, go online and find Mackenzie's story. And it'll open up your heart and your mind towards what it is like to live on a fixed income with a disability, and not only for the individual, but the entire family. So, yeah, that was an amazing. It was entitled the Disability Justice Forum, and to have a panel of individuals that were receiving dollars, through the government to support them through their disability. So it was a really good and Paul Clough did the. The hosting of it. It was a wonderful event.
Excellent. And the local has been great hosting forums and events at that location. PC Connect, I know in terms of dealing with the weather, PC Connect has had some fun.
I want to give a shout out to PC Connect. That's so many good things happen when you go partnership. And this is a partnership with province, with the city of Stratford and the county. And the province granted the city of Stratford $1.45 million, the county $1.45 million in 2018. And it's been in the works since 2018. They have given us a little bit more money to carry the program through to 2025. But it is amazing where you can do a route within. There's two routes. There's a north route, which within our county, and then there's a south route within our county where you can go to a location in Stratford. It's at our bus depot, and you can pick up a ride going north or going south. And then there's three routes that go outside of our area to Elmira, to London, to Kitchener-Waterloo. So it's a wonderful service, and I encourage people to go online and do a little bit of research on PC Connect, because if we don't within ourselves up the numbers that are using that, chances of budget being available for it the next time around, grant dollars, will not be very good. So a big shout out to our city transit people that, you know, they refer to, and I think this is wonderful, because it comes in and it'll arrive at, say, for example, down at our bus terminal, close to the train station, where you can grab the GO train. So they refer to it as, you know, the first mile or the last mile.
Yeah,
so it's the mile to the GO train, and it's a mile home when you come back. So a wonderful, and a shout out to them for a great service.
All right. And a quick wrap up. I'll do a quick shout out for Stratford Winterfest. It seems like so long ago, but it was on Family Day weekend. Big thank you to the City of Stratford, the Parks Department, and all the sponsors. It was just a great turnout for that, for Stratford Winterfest on Family Day weekend, where we had no snow, but then we had snow for coldest night of the year.
And it was appropriate. It was cold. And with a shout out once again to Stratford Purse Shelter and Connection Center. Just a reminder to people, that portal stays open till March the 31st. The goal is 185,000. I checked yesterday, we're sitting at around 143,000. My site is still open if you want to sponsor. My goal is $6,000. I'm sitting around 5,400, so shameless ad for me.
And there you go. And great photos online. I want to get that selfie stick that Mike Bites has.
Oh,
that
my goodness.
You know, great photo.
Is there a doctor in the house? Is there a selfie stick in the house? And there was Mike.
They're right there.
It was perfect.
Absolutely.
So thank you very much, Jamie, for this morning.
You bet.